This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ. The 17 Bible periods, lesson number 4. In the first three lessons, we covered before the flood, the scattering of the people, the patriarchs, the exodus, the wandering in the wilderness, the invasion and conquest of the promised land, the judges, the united kingdom, and the divided kingdom. That would be the first 10 Bible periods. When Israel divided because of sin, you had the northern kingdom of Israel in the north and the southern kingdom of Judah in the south. And it would last that way for some 200 years. But because of the unrighteousness and the evil in that northern kingdom, the A country, the Assyrians, would come from the east and take away the northern kingdom, leaving Judah all alone. And that would be our 11th Bible period, Judah alone. Judah remained for quite some time because Judah had some righteous kings like Hezekiah, for example. But ultimately, because of sin, later, after some 100 years of being alone in the south, the Babylonians rose to power and came and took away the southern kingdom into captivity. And so the 12th period is the captivity. To transition, we ask, did they stay in captivity forever? And the answer is no. They stayed in captivity for some 70 years. And so the 13th Bible period would be the return from captivity. And that is, the Jews were permitted to return back to Jerusalem. They would return to rebuild the temple, to rebuild the walls of the city, and to purify the worship. And so we've added to our periods of the Bible, number 11, Judah alone, number 12, the captivity, and number 13, the return from captivity. We hope you'll join us for our fifth and final lesson.